96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard the stories dozens and dozens of times. A little idea started in a garage or a college dormitory room. Years later, that little idea becomes a multi-million or even a billion-dollar business. Some may say luck has a lot to do with that. My guests, however, say opportunity in cultivating the idea may be much closer to the truth. Dr. Gary Harris, professor of electrical engineering and director of the Nanoscale Science and Engineering Facility at Howard University, is in studio with me. Also with me, Dr. Howard Dodson, director emeritus of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture here at Howard University. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Tonight we're going to talk about innovation. We're going to talk about creativity and entrepreneurship, how to have that little idea that could turn into an idea that is. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
Welcome.
First of all, a lot of this conversation is born out of, as I said, innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship, specifically ICE, a new campus-based ecosystem at Howard. And explain to me, if you can, Dr. Harris, in a nutshell, what does that mean, ecosystem? That's above a lot of folks' heads.
Well, what that means is really a change in culture and the way in which students think and think about new ideas, think about opportunities. And what we've tried to do is infuse this new thinking across the entire university curriculum, and also embed that into individuals in various schools and colleges.
Mm-hmm. And this is also part of a monthly speaker series.
Right. The speaker series helps get the word out about some of the opportunities. But what we hope to do is we're arranging courses. We are arranging what's called Maker Labs. We also have other facilities on campus where people can get trained in this whole area and can experience what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Please go right ahead.
At its base, basically, there are a number of centers around the university that are involved in some way in this whole business of entrepreneurship and innovation, et cetera. But they're not in any kind of network or collaborative kind of a relationship. And so the notion of an ecosystem is basically trying to figure out what we have and how we can best use it to serve not a single campus or a single department, but serve the student body as a whole. As they seek to find ways of getting into this creativity and entrepreneurship kind of business.
Now, this is certainly connected to an event last week where D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser came to campus and had a discussion with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick, similar to a business incubation system where the district is going to help fund this business high-tech think tank. Is that correct?
It's more like a center that will provide space for people, not necessarily on campus, but people who are already in the entrepreneurial business, who are looking for opportunities to develop their ideas into businesses and to take advantage of the city's network of resources, as well as some of those that are here at Howard University, to try to put forward and develop those ideas.
And that really is a big deal, because we've seen a lot about that recently all over the country. And we've seen some businesses that have been born out of these, these so-called business incubation systems and the like, whether it's young people, and usually it is. I mean, you may see, you know, some young entrepreneur with a, you know, with a pair of tennis shoes and a skateboard, and it turns out that, you know, he is the CEO of the next big thing. Is that the kind of plan that you have for this center?
Absolutely. In fact, in the business they call that the killer app. You know, everybody is looking for that killer app. And so what you have to do to develop that killer app is create an environment where people can really think about realizing their ideas, to be able to provide them with all the skills and the technology, in some cases, that they need to take their idea from a piece of paper to reality. And that's really what the whole ecosystem is about. And it's not only concentrated in one particular school or college, but we hope that it will spread throughout the whole university community, so that just becomes a part of the Howard experience.
Now, I want to get in on the speaker series before I take a break. That speaker series is coming up, and that is not just an event for students. That is open to the public. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so when can people attend the speaker series?
The first one is actually taking place on the 25th of March. That's next week. From 7 to 9 in the browsing room at Founders Library. And Dr. Melissa Bradley is going to be hosting a group of basically young people who started their businesses as students on college campuses and now having successful businesses in Texas and the New York area, et cetera. They're coming to share with our students and with the general public what it took for them to go from sitting in their dormitory room to actually having companies that employ, you know, 1,000, 1,500 people.
Wow, incredible. Well, that information, is that on our Howard University website as well?
It's on the Howard University Library website and the Moreland Spingarn Research Center website, so it can be accessed there.
Well, wonderful. I will promise that I will make sure I have all of that information on WHUR.com. As always, at the end of the program, I need to take a break, but I'm looking to hear from our listeners. What do you think about this idea? Do you have the next big idea? What are you missing? What do you need to take it to the next level? 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're discussing innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship, turning your great idea into a great business. My guests are Dr. Gary Harris, Professor of Electrical Engineering and Director of the Nanoscale Science and Engineering Facility here at Howard University, and Dr. Howard Dodson, Director Emeritus of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture at Howard University. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Brooke calling from Ellicott City. What's on your mind? Hey, Brooke, how are you?
Hey, Harold. I'm good. I was wondering, I actually have a fairly complex idea for a software application that involves karaoke, which is a personal passion of mine, and I've been a DJ for years. And I sort of have this idea for this seamlessly integrated system. And I literally have no idea where to start. I have specs written up, but I just don't know where to go to start, to seek out, you know, assistance in developing the software, what things would need to be, like, database-driven versus network-driven versus software application-driven versus app for a mobile phone-driven, because the program has all of those components.
Well, Brooke, let me stop you and see if one of my guests can at least try to address your issue, because certainly I cannot. But
well, one great place to come is to here at Howard. For example, we have a lot of hackathons, and I don't know if you're familiar with a hackathon is that a bunch of students get together and they, within a short period of time, try to write some code that would do something really interesting and special. So we have those on a pretty regular basis. That's a great way to get to sit down with some people who know programming, who can help you to develop your application. Also, there are some programs here at the university where you can come and learn some software or get a working knowledge of how you construct such a program. So there's some real opportunities here in the Department of Computer Science, which is in the School of Engineering, Architecture, and Computer Science.
I'd suggest, though, that you come to the program on March 25th from 7 to 9 at the Browsing Room in Founders Library, where there will be people who have actually started companies, and they can actually give you some guidance on how to jumpstart some of these things.
Okay. Brooke, thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Mike calling from Southeast. Mike, real quick, I may have to leave you on the line as we switch over, but quickly, what's on your mind?
Okay, first of all, it's refreshing to hear that these programs and just how a university is doing. The nature of my phone call, I'm going to know is, do they have programs to help people that have patents? And how many black patent holders this district is aware of that even live in D.C.?
Can't answer the last one, but there is a patent center at the university. You can come to Founders Library and ask for Miss Adia Coleman there, and she will be glad to kind of walk you through some of those kind of things.
Okay.
Plus,
okay.
Within the university, there's a whole big new licensing intellectual property licensing group that works with the general counsel's office and has licensed a number of university patents. And
that's at Howard University?
That's
I wasn't aware of that.
Howard has a patent office, and we have an intellectual property rights office as well.
Okay,
that's good to know, because you'd be surprised at how many patent holders there are in Washington, D.C. So that's good to know that.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for your phone call. And
plus,
thank
there are a lot of our students at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, too.
Thank you again, Mike, for your phone call. If you are on the phone, that includes Al, Vern, and Raymond. Please do not hang up. And if you're interested in joining in this conversation, the lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next on the original Quiet Storm with 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.